Roughly, I generate my income from 5 different streams. The first stream is income from assignment and sales to newspapers and magazines. The second source of income are grants and occasionally a prize. Third, I sell handmade sea prints in small editions through my galleries. This became more substantial after joining Flatland and Josh Milo recently. The fourth source of income is money I earn by self-publishing my books. And last but not least, I finance projects through crowdfunding. I do not think the internet is a place where you can directly earn money with photography. I have the feeling that there are many photographers and agents who believe in the future of online or digital publications. I do not share this belief. The supply of free high-quality photography or documentaries on the internet is just too large. But I believe that the internet gives a good opportunity to generate money. I think our crowdfunding project, the Sochi Project, is a good example of this. I do not believe that donators of this project pay money only for my photography. They donate because they believe in the project as a whole, because they sympathize with our ideas, and because they are just curious to the backgrounds about how our stories are made. I also believe that the internet is a good place to save money. It makes us photographers more independent from third parties like agencies, publishers, distributors, and even editors and curators. For sure, often it is attractive to work with them, but it is certainly not a necessity, like it must have been before. For example, nowadays it is a deliberate choice for me to publish my books without a publisher or distributor. By doing it all myself, my books are not so expensive for buyers, and I earn some money with it. Without the internet, this would never have been possible. I think it is a blessing that photographers are not too dependent on intermediaries anymore. Of course, this is not an appeal for photographers not to cooperate, the opposite actually. Like it probably always has been, cooperation is inevitable for individual photographers. And of course, cooperating is much more fun than always working alone, at least for me. I expect that new opportunities to finance photography projects lie primarily in small scale. A combination of a known strong vision combined with a known approach for a slowly expanding and strongly attached group of followers. These people do not want a mass product, but are willing to pay more for self-opinionated high-quality projects. Focusing on this market might give you opportunities not only in financing your projects, but also to reach a much wider public. As a result of this approach, a publication in a magazine is not meant to pay off the project costs anymore, but partly to attract attention for your work and to reach many people. Often magazines, as well digital as paper, can't pay a fair honorarium, so maybe they can help you to attract attention for your book, or to promote your new crowdfunding project, or whatever. But I believe the future lies in these collaborations.